Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on abstinence from this world, being satisfied with the little, and the virtues of poverty. Today's hadith, and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, قال نام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على حصير فقام وقد أثر في جنبه قلنا يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لو اتخذنا لك وطاء فقال ما لي وللدنيا ما أنا في الدنيا إلا كراكب استظل تحت شجرة ثم راح وتركها رواه الترمذي. هذا عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم he slept on a straw mat. And when he stood up, it would leave marks on the side of his body. Now this was the abstinence, level of abstinence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this was the type of bedding he had, straw mat. And when he would sleep on the straw mat, the imprint of that straw mat would be on the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because of it being hard, because of it being caused, it would leave marks on the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And here you see, leave marks on the side of the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teaching us that when we sleep, ideally we should sleep on our side, on the right hand side. So it would leave imprints on the side of the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we could get a mattress for you. And allow us, in other words, allow us to get a mattress for you. So we can put a nice mattress for you. You can sleep nicely. You won't have all these marks appearing on your body. Now this was not talking about temper mattresses and cloud nine, expensive mattresses. This was talking about a simple bedding mattress. In other words, we put it down for you so that you won't have to have these cause marks appearing on your body. Look at the reply of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when this was offered to him. He said, Ma li walid dunya. What have I to do with this world? What connection do I have with this world? Mali, wali dunya. What relationship is between me and this world? In other words, this world and myself, there's absolutely no connection. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma ana fi dunya illa karakibin istadalla tahta shajaratin thumma raha wa tarakaha. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained what is his relationship with this world. And this is something for us all to take a lesson for us to take a lesson. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I am merely like a rider in this world who takes shade beneath a tree and then proceeds leaving it behind. I am merely like a rider in this world who takes shade beneath a tree and then proceeds leaving it behind. When a person is traveling, and you get the person may be traveling by foot, or he may be traveling on a mount. In our understanding, traveling on a vehicle, person that is traveling on foot, he generally spends a longer time under a shady tree. He'll take a longer rest there. And then because he's got a longer walk, longer journey generally, so he has to still walk a long way. So he takes a longer time under the tree taking a rest. But a person on a mount, for our understanding, a person going in a vehicle, it's hot, a hot day, he'll stop under a tree on the way that he sees, or some shady area, he'll stop for a while, and then he'll continue with his journey because that's not the object of his journey. He's going somewhere else, his objective is somewhere else. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a beautiful example. Ulama explained that he didn't mention like a person walking and taking a rest under a tree, like a person riding and taking a rest under a tree. In other words, even that rest also is a short rest. It's not a long rest, it's a very short rest. Our example of being in this world is like that rider taking a rest under the tree. He asked him 1 year later, 2 years later, that when you're traveling one day, which tree you took a rest under? There's so many trees here, which tree? He won't tell you, I don't know which tree, one of the trees, I don't even remember. We didn't even pay attention to which tree it was. In other words, we didn't give it any importance. We ask a person that you went to Joburg 3 years ago, there are so many garages on the way, exactly which garage did you stop by? Generally, a person won't know where he stopped by. So like that, when there's garages, we don't know. Or when there's so many trees, we won't know where we took a rest, stopped, etc. So like that, the person doesn't attach any importance. In other words, this world is like that. It's not something we're supposed to be giving our hearts to. The mountains were offered to be turned into gold for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he refused it. In other words, teaching us that object of life always has to be there. This world, we use it to the extent that we need, but not more than that. We don't get carried away by the world. Rather, our focus is our objective, and that final destination is where? Final destination is Akhirat. So that's where we're heading for, and that's in which direction we should be going. Because the moment we start getting carried away with the shade of the tree and how the tree looks and how nice the fruit are on this tree, and how we can stay here and get carried away, that we forget the journey that we have set out for, and that journey is akhirat. Allah Ta'ala gave us all the tawfiq. What a beautiful example Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave. And when did he give it? When he was asked just to put a bedding under him. So this was the style in the life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one of extreme abstinence, teaching us that this world is not something that we should continuously be striving for, improving our level of comforts, improving our level of luxuries, improving our level of entertainment, improving our level of excitement. That's not for here, that is for akhirat. Here we just live with the necessities and we continue focus on that life that is to come, which is enjoyable forever and forever, and increases in excitement forever and forever, increases in entertainment and enjoyment. So that is where we should be heading for and focusing, not on this life of this world. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.